Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is DJ Frederick. Radio Thrift Shop features musical variety, independence, and freedom, with a little time traveling thrown in. Unearthing audio treasures from the past 100 years of recorded sound. Now, every so often I like to do a themed version of the Radio Thrift Shop where I take a genre of music and spin out a playlist that is related to that genre. So this edition is going to be Radio Thrift Shop, the Easy Listening Library Edition, featuring easy listening music and library production music.
a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, one magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return.
Remember the ending.
Gary McFarland here on the Radio Thrift Shop with Oh Morrow from his LP, Does the Sun Really Shine on the Moon? Before that, Michael Franks with Night Moves from The Art of Tea, Laura's Alexander with Eden Abbez's Nature Boy, Bud Shank with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young's Long Time Gone. We started that set off with Jack Marshall and Star Eyes. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Easy Listening and Library Production Music edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, library production music is kind of generic music that was created by usually studio musicians or sometimes actually well-known artists and musicians that was meant to be used in film and television productions, but not specifically composed for any film or television sequence, and thus kind of generic. So we're going to hear a set of library music now, starting with Roy Budd, and music that was used in the British thriller film Get Carter. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org.
Better place, miles and miles away. city's rays. Look around for someone lying in the sunshine, marking time. Hear the sighs, close your eyes. Ba-da-ba-doo-da-da-da-ba-doo-da-da. Stepping from cloud to cloud, passing years of light. Visit the frosty start in the back of life. Soaring realms of visions, never mind the meaning here and there. Moving fast, ever on last. Ba-da-ba-doo-da-da-da-ba-doo-da-da. Time passes all too soon, how it rushes by. Now a thousand moons are about to die. Nor do I reflect on what the time was spent on. Nothing left, far away, dreamers fade. Ba-da-ba-doo-da-da-da-ba-doo-da-da.
The Simon Park Orchestra with Dawn to Dusk. Before that, Sid Dale, Man Friday. The Pentangle with Light Flight, which was used in a number of films and television series back in the day. And we started that set of library music off with Roy Budd and Get Carter. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, the Easy Listening and Library Production Edition. And on the Radio Thrift Shop, we love old vinyl, old tapes, anything analog. Radio Thrift Shop is analog culture for a digital world. And on occasion, on the Radio Thrift Shop, I like to feature documentaries about radio and related topics. Today we're going to hear a segment from NPR's Lost and Found Sound.
I am the Edison phonograph, created by the great wizard of the New World to delight those who have never
seen. Good evening. This is Admiral.
Serve your friends the beer with that new 1952 tape. Y'all
to take it. Mr. Butterfield, are you aware of the installation of any listening devices in the Oval Office of the President?
Today I also got a letter from Emil.
Friday brings us to Lost and Found Sound. It's our weekly excursion into the audio archives.
We hear things that people have chosen to record and save.
In our series, we've profiled people who are obsessed with sound, people like Tony Schwartz of New York City. Schwartz doesn't like to venture far from home, so he's only been recording sounds within his own zip code.
We've heard from Sam Phillips, the man who eventually recorded Elvis Presley, but who first relentlessly recorded the sounds and voices of Memphis. It was Sam Phillips who said, "It's just got to be that God's best creation is sound."
Then there is 85-year-old Don Hunter, who works out of his basement studio in Eugene, Oregon. His love affair with sound began in 1935.
I started out recording on RCA pre-groove discs, and shortly after that I got a professional 16-inch disc recorder and did public address jobs and sound recording and made recordings for radio broadcast. It was a 16-inch portable recorder, and it was heavy. It was a pretty heavy lug. I don't think I would do it these days. I eventually got a tape recorder in 1946 when I got back from service. I got the first tape recorder in town. It was a Brush sound mirror. It recorded on paper tape to begin with until they started putting out plastic.
In 1955, Don Hunter started making field recordings in stereo. Along the way, he founded and directed the University of Oregon's Audiovisual Media Center. He retired as professor emeritus in 1977. Today, his discs and tapes are his trophies, a few of which he has chosen to share with us for this series.
Of special interest to me during my career in audio and recording has been the collection of unusual sounds and the preservation of sounds around us, which are disappearing from our lives, often unnoticed. Sounds like fragrances evoke memories of past experiences. In a cabinet shop, a high-speed wood planer creates sounds in its dust exhaust pipe that resonate only at certain frequencies. When the planer motor is shut off, the resonating frequencies descend in harmonic sequence. As I grew up in the community of Eugene, Oregon, most families heated their homes with wood. Slab wood would be delivered in 4-foot lengths from Willamette Valley sawmills. It would be stacked by the cord in front of homes to season during the summer. Then, in the fall, the wood sawyer would be called in to cut the wood to furnace or fireplace lengths. He'd arrive with his horse-drawn wagon, which sported a wood cradle and a belt-driven saw powered by a one-cylinder Fairbanks Morse engine. In June of 1963, the melodious sound of a foghorn harmonizes with boat whistles on Lake Michigan, near Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Sound which many of us hope will become a sound of the past in the remaining old-growth forests, felling a giant Douglas fir. Sound, and so much of the time we take it for granted. If we just open our ears, can get a lot more enjoyment in the world from taking in the whole scene, including sound.
Excerpts from the audio scrapbook of Oregon sound recordist Don Hunter.
Now, as a final sound tribute, here are the British Coldstream Guards and Black Watch from MacArthur Court at the University of Oregon in Eugene.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop, the easy listening and library music edition. That was Tony Hatch with Man Alive. Before that, Mr. Joe Puma, fantastic jazz guitarist with It's a Blue World. Johnny Harris with Stepping Stones. George Shearing with Aquarius. And we started that set off with the Soulful Strings and Alice Blue Gown. This is DJ Frederick saying thank you for listening. I'll be back soon with another edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. And until then, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.